Nice slide route ball they played on that path there. And again, try to get the ball down the channel. Cherry has to be alert. This one, they go past Cherry. There you get covering defenders back into the 6 yard box. Great. On again, it's somehow going on. Took a deflection off Kieran Cole. And a big shot here, Kevin. Their first real attack, and UCD make the breakthrough. Derry too sloppy. Liam Kerrigan played a nice ball in field. Then they broke it down to McLellan. McLellan got there in front of Peter Cherry, went round him. It looked as if Derry had covering defenders back. Ball was squared in the box, and then finished low. Sam Burnett.
Burnett,
though, too slow. Caught out, and UCD won it back. McLellan snaps in. Plays it back, but there he chases it down with Farrell. Farrell, now Bruno does much better this time, reads where the ball was going, wins it, and then plays it across looking for McDonough. McDonough looks to get 1-on-1 with the keeper, puts it over. McDonough must score. McDonough does score. Derry back on level terms. What a ball from Gerardo Bruno. You can see Kieran Cole over celebrating with him. Lovely footwork from McDonough. He couldn't make the breakthrough down at Finn Park when the ball was played in a similar time. Bruno wins it back, finds Davis. Well, Davis, fancy a goal on his home ground, runs into it. Bit of traffic now, gets it into box. Davis must get the shot. Davis does get the shot. What an inspired substitution by the manager. He's only come on less than 90 seconds ago. I think his whole family is down there to our left hand side. Wonderful footwork from Bruna. Worked it into Davis. Davis dropped the shoulder, went past a couple of men, slotted home low with the right foot.
That ball looked as if it had bounced out from the throw in, but anyway, ball's back with Sheridan. He gives the ball out short, and you see try and build it from the back. They run into the figure of Kieran Harkin. They go back to Liam Scales. Apologies for casting aspersions on Liam Scales. Gerardo Bruno wins it off him, and now Derry have 3-on-3 if they can use it perfectly. Comes into Parkhouse. Parkhouse up the edge of the box, can he get across? Slides it in. David Parkhouse makes it 3 goals in a week. Derry 3, UCD 1. Derry are taking all 3 points, heading up the road, heading into a big cup week in the Brandywell, just as the doctor ordered, Kevin.
Exactly, and it just says Derry can maybe hit them the counter attack, get the third goal on. My man of the match, Bruno, was superb again. Wins the ball, knocks it Freddie Parkhouse, steadied himself.
Eglin, sum that up tonight.
Big one, huge one. Great response on the back of last Friday night. They picked 6 points up on the Brandywell against the good Waterford side. And tonight, look, UCD a very difficult team to beat because they've such an expansive way of playing. But especially going a goal behind tonight, I thought our players were terrific. And, you know, even at 1-1, we were relentless in terms of our appetite to attack. And, you know, on another night, we could have scored more, but don't underestimate the value of picking them 3 points up tonight because it's massive for us.
Do you think at one stage when they took the lead, not again here?
No, not at all. Look, I trust these guys. I trust them. I trust them with my life because the one thing you guarantee with these boys is they'll go right to the very end. Even in the Brandywell in the 0-0 game, we kept going right to the very end. We watched the highlights back today and watched the clips back, and you know, it was an onslaught in that game in the last few minutes. But big one for us tonight. Terrific character. Great to get Connor Davis up and running in terms of his goals. Parky gets another one. You know, my challenge now to David Parky is, can you go and get to the 20 mark over the course of the season? That's him on 12. Can he go and get another 8 goals that, you know, only the top centre forwards in the history of this club has done in the League of Ireland, you know, scoring over 20 goals. You know, you look at Mark Farn, you look at Liam Coyle, you look at the likes of Ray Patterson. There's not too many players in history that has got over 20 goals. And my challenge to David, now, and I said it before the game, is can you keep going? Can you get more goals? And hopefully we can do that for him.
Of course, David could have had 2 before that.
Listen, I say this every week. He's 19 years of age, he's bullying centre-halves out of the way, he's firing shots off from left, right and centre. He's been an outstanding player for us, but I think there's more in him, I think he can get better. I'm delighted that he's with us because I would hate to play against that kid every week.
Of course, Gerard Bruno too, really come into his light this last few games, you know, controlling midfield.
Good players, eh? We've good players, we've good technicians of the ball, we've also got people that can, you know, if you want to fight, we can have a fight, if you want to defend, we'll defend, if you want to attack, we'll attack. But we've good variation now and we've good versatility. You know, Kieran Harkin coming on a sub, what's that about? You know what I mean? Kieran Harkin's as good as any midfield player this year in this league. But we just have to manage our players now, and you know, we've got to. Could you ever have seen me taking Greg Sloggett off? Well, not a chance. You know, bringing Barry McNamee off, it just shows you the magnitude of players that we have. I'm very happy with the group we have, but ultimately now it's horses for courses in terms of moving forward.
Of course, you're in that third spot now. Your goal difference is better off, you know, is Europe in sight, do you think?
No, it's not in sight, it's nowhere near in sight. We have a long way to go to actually get under that third spot, but what we have done is give ourselves a good chance, but there's a lot of football to be played. There's 27 points still up for grabs. Everybody's fighting for their lives, they're fighting for something in the nature of a 10-team league. You know, so we're under no illusions that we've got to take care of ourselves. We keep our head down, we keep working. I think the boys have really bought into what you know, we're trying to do here, and our fitness levels are very high. And I defy anybody to tell us that we're not playing a good brand of football, because we are. We're creating so many chances in games. We're passing the ball really, really well with purpose. And that's testimony to the players and nobody else, because they've really bought into what we're trying to do.
Of course, the tension's changed now this week. League Cup semi-final, Brandywell, Waterford great. Again. You know, if great, the Cup you only won, no,
of course it is.
Changes?
Of course it is. Listen, we've a huge tradition and history in this cup competition, but we're nowhere near it yet. We've got to make sure that we approach the game on Monday in the right frame of mind, which we've done in all our games. Waterford had a free night tonight. They're not playing, so it's up to us to recover properly. It's up to us to have a right mindset going out in front of our fans on a Monday night in terms of trying to get to a final, because we've a lot of players on there that haven't won a lot of things. We're only together 6-7 months. We're only a bunch of players that have been thrown together in January, and to be fair, where they are at this moment in time is full credit to them and their appetite for football and their appetite to work hard in a professional environment. And look, there's no gimmies in this league. We've got to make sure we're right for Monday night now.
You expect if I can make changes, some of them players are sitting on the bench?
No, not really. You earn the right to take the shirts here at the club, and we'll see how we are on Monday. We'll see how we recover on Sunday morning when we train. We'll be on tomorrow morning getting a cool down done. But you know, if you play well, you play. You know, and if somebody else is ready to come on and take your place, then so be it. But look, Jack Malone hasn't had a minute a time on the pitch because of the nature of the games. He scored a wonderful goal 2 weeks ago. So it shows you the competition for places here is really strong, and thankfully the players have bought on to everything we want to do.
Thank you, well done tonight, and good luck Monday.